Okay.
This is 947 Express Drive.
Here's another one of Wackhead Simpson's world famous phone pranks. Without insurance, you always get something out. To see what you can get out, SMS out to 44495.
Here we go again.
All right, so I get this email from his lady. She's like, hey, listen, can you just prank my mate? Because.
Okay.
Just because.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Why not?
Yeah. Her surname is Ferrari. What a cool surname.
Yo. Hey? Yeah. That's dope.
Her surname is Ferrari.
That is cool.
So I was like fishing around, you know, what's going on. She says, no, she's been having a few issues with, she's been dealing with this guy at Cell C. It's about a good, you know, it's an account issue, whatever. Nothing major though, but she's been dealing with this guy called Fergus at Cell C. And so I said, okay, well, look, I'm going to phone in then from Cell C, and I've got a totally different issue. Now, you know, we've had load shedding and stuff, and there's all sorts of shedding. What about the concept of phone shedding? That as a country, we are running out of data. And our we can't handle, the networks can't handle the volume of calls.
Mm-hmm.
It might come to this one day, I don't know.
Okay.
So we're going to have phone shedding, where you're not allowed to use your phone from certain periods of time.
Right. Okay.
Can you imagine anything worse?
Yeah. Yeah. That's chaos, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And people will deal with no electricity, but they will not deal with no phone.
Talking to your family, spending time with your friends.
All right. So, so that's my hook in. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, is that Mrs. Ferrari?
Yes.
Hello, Mrs. Ferrari. I'm calling you from this your cell network. Good evening.
Yeah. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Fergus from Cell C, ma'am.
Yes.
We're just putting out an urgent call to all our users to please use their phone sparingly over this time of phone shedding.
Phone shedding?
Yes, ma'am.
What is that?
Ma'am, it's due to the capacity of our network not being able to hold. So in order to prevent us from cutting cell phone networks, we're asking everybody to just reduce usage. Your phone has come up as high and excessive usage.
Yes, and I pay for the usage, so I don't understand what the issue is.
Ma'am, because the coal is wet.
What the s*** has the coal got to do with my cell phone network?
What do you think the C in Cell C stands for?
No. Coal, that's a quack.
Coal.
Okay, no problem, eh?
Can you please refrain from using your phone for... You see, it's peak times now as well, you see.
To make calls?
Yeah, no calls, no Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, all that stuff.
I'm sitting on Wi-Fi at the moment, my friend, so I'm not using any of your data, or mine for that matter.
Have you been making calls?
Listen, yeah, I'm going to stay with my phone. I'm sitting on Wi-Fi at the moment, don't worry much about it. And please ask somebody from Southie to send me this by mail, I'd really appreciate that.
Okay, so you're going to not take any calls, please?
If I need to make a call, I will make emergency calls and see. Thanks, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, ma'am, you see, you've just taken a call now. You lied. You're being inconsiderate.
I'm not making a call. You phoned me.
Ma'am, yes, but the line is open. There's
stop phoning me.
Ma'am, there's a data exchange that's happening here. Don't take any calls. Make any calls.
You said don't make any calls, and I said I'll stay off the phone unless I need to make an emergency call. And then you phoned me. What do you want?
I was testing you. You failed the test.
Then bug somebody else.
Tomorrow there'll be phone shedding if you carry on your phone like this. Tomorrow on your phone.
So stop phoning me. Then I'll stay off the phone.
But you mustn't answer the phone.
Don't phone me again. Now it's 10 hours, hey?
This is a serious issue. I've asked you not to answer the phone. Now you've answered it twice.
So why the f*** are you phoning me?
Because I'm testing you because you I don't can't take it at face value.
Oh, I just wanted to say, if you wanted to stay over the line, you should stop phoning me, eh?
You're going to have no phone to use. Okay, now don't answer the phone.
Okay, sure. See, I disappointed you once more.
But what are you doing?
Because you don't stop training me. It's my phone. I'll answer it if I want to. Stop asking me.
Hey, hold on.
Hello,
is that Ferrari? Your surname is Ferrari, but your brain is as slow as an Uno.
Want ek verstaan net nou vir hoekom ek my brein so slow soos 'n Uno is. Ek moet twee dinge doen, weet jy dit?
Wat?
Ek moet eet en ek moet kak. Anders is dit.
Ek verstaan nie in Engels asseblief.
Ek sê vir jou, ek moet twee dinge doen. Ek moet eet en ek moet kak. So niemand kan vir my sê ek moet en ek moet nie.
What about working, driving, making love, drinking wine, shopping, playing netball? Okay, do you know a lady called Genuine Low?
Yeah.
Who's Genuine Low? My name is Wackhead Simpson.
Are
you talking
tough, man? Yeah?
It is Wackhead Simpson. Good evening.
No, man, you're talking bullshit. You guys are f***ing around.
I promise you, it is me. It's Wackhead Simpson.
Who is this? Genuine?
Genuine Low, yes.
And when he told you the call is wet, when you told me the call is wet, that's what I'm not for.
She's only got to do two things in her whole life. But what is that?
Yet
and cock. Does it?
That was Darren's world famous phone pranks. If you know someone who is highly prankable, hit 947.co.za and click on the prank submission link.
Without Assurance, you always get something out.